views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We all get overwhelmed at times. Take a break from your hectic daily life and let go of stress. Personal intuition host Nicole Eisler is your salvation. Life doesn't have to be a struggle. Together, we are making our dreams come true and our biggest desires become a reality. Nicole will be delivering positive energy, inspiring messages, and inspiring stories from people just like you. This is the Positivity Party Radio, and it's time to get your celebration on.
Oh, welcome back. All right, we're here. It's Positivity Party Radio. This is Nicole Eisler. And you know, I always say it, come on in, get comfy. I have to admit, I have my eggnog. I wanted to be festive tonight because we're cooking up some positivity. And this time it's in the kitchen. We're going to be cooking up with organic cooking coach Casey Thorson. It's official. We have launched into eating season. I know it's the holiday season. It's one of my favorites. Just everything feels a little bit happier. Everyone gets a little merrier, but it also gets a lot busier. And of course, there's a big focus right now around food. And as we head into the first of the new year, right, we look at, people are talking about weight loss because they're hoping they haven't gained through the holidays. Well, Casey's here to share with us, can you really eat your way to happier holidays? I would like to say yes. I'm a foodie. I love my food. And in addition, we have all this stress, right? Trying to get everything done, visit all the family. I heard on the radio this morning, they were talking about the best days for travel and the worst days for travel through the holiday season. So we're going to have some fun tonight. So get your favorite beverage, pull up a seat. Like I always say, you're at the party, get your friends here, and we're going to have some casual fun and conversation just talking about holidays and really talking about some fast and easy. And Casey's known for this. She's known for the fast and easy and delicious ideas to help you really enjoy the flavors of the holidays. So why food? Why holidays? What does that have to do with positivity? It has everything to do with it. We need to fuel our body with the right foods. If you don't, your body will tell you that you're not doing the right job. But it's also, how do we enjoy, you know, the fun and festive part of eating for the holidays without it taking a long-term toll on us? And so you have enough energy, and because when you have enough energy, you always feel more positive. I was driving home tonight. It was a beautiful sky. The sky looked like cotton candy to me. It was just amazing colors. And it dawned on me that, you know, when you don't feel well, you really miss those subtle details of life because you're so overwhelmed with the thoughts of, I don't feel good. I just don't feel good. What's wrong with me? Why do I feel this way? Why am I so tired? Why can't I lose this weight? Why can't I eat what I want to eat? Oh, that's great. It's holiday season, but I can't have this food. And my doctor said I can't have that food. And so there's just a lot of distractions about food, and it's food's not the bad guy. And really our body's not the bad guy. It's just figuring out how do you fuel your body and feed yourself with, you know, we talked last show, right? We were talking about soul food and organic soul food and really feeding yourself at the soul level. Well, we want to bring that together because this is, of course, our approach is always holistic. And so we want to look at how do we also feed our body because that keeps us energized at every level. So without further ado, Casey is here, and from the moment I've ever met this, she's just so genuine and she's so approachable and has such a, a really easy way of understanding cooking and eating. And she's passionate about it when she talks about it. So it makes it even more fun to learn from her. I just wanted to have her on the show to share some of this because she really, I think she helps you put the party at the end of your fork. She helps you take out the confusion, the hassle, the long, you know, some of the recipes for the holidays are very long and involved. And so she's really here to help us get started. And she started on this journey with organic cooking 30 years ago by reading a bestseller, yes, Fit for Life by Harvey and Marilyn Diamond. And then after years of doing her own tweaking with dietary lifestyle and developing just more efficient ideas that help you speed things up in the kitchen. But this really came from a personal place for her. So without further ado, Casey's been around for 11 years in her business, is now known as Wisconsin's premier organic cooking coach. I'm thrilled to have her here. Let's welcome Casey to Positivity Party Radio. Hi, Casey.
Hi, Nicole. How are you tonight?
I'm excited. I love food. I love talking with you.
I do too. So I'm with you.
We're going to have some fun. And I wish everyone, a lot of people have gotten to the point, and I've been there too, and I know you have, where I actually lost my love for food because when I would eat, I didn't feel well. And so can you share with us, how did you, I mean, come on, premier organic cooking coach, how do you get to that point? What started this for you? Was it a love for food? Was it an experience? Bring, you know, give us some history. Walk us through your journey a little bit.
Well, I would say about 30 years ago, at the point where I did read that book that you mentioned, Fit for Life, which is still considered to be a type of a food and cooking Bible today. At that point, I was looking for ways to feel better. You know, I was quite a bit younger, obviously, 30 years ago. But you know, hormonal issues and aches and pains and things like that. You know, we have things that you know, are a little bit genetic, and or if we're not taking care of ourselves, we tend to not feel very good or not have enough energy. And I was, as the years went on, I was just gaining weight. And prior to that, even 10 years prior to that, I'd lost about 60 pounds, but I did it by starving myself. And I just really love to eat. So anyway, the book made sense to me, and it seemed to provide some information that I was looking for, and I decided to try the particular lifestyle that they spoke about in the book, which at the time was vegetarian. And as soon as I started paying more attention to purchasing real foods, and not going through the fast food area, and, you know, paying attention to the ingredients in the foods, not getting the processed foods, starting to go to the health food store, I noticed I started to feel better, and it was just easier to keep weight off. And as we get older as women, too, our hormones continue to change, and it can be tricky to keep everything in balance. So that really started my journey. Today I'm no longer a vegetarian, but as you've mentioned, I've tweaked that dietary lifestyle through the years, and what became more and more important, because just like many, many, many today, our time, the time that's available to us for things like cooking, it really is sometimes not, it feels like it's non-existent. So by tweaking and I would say putting forth going through some shortcuts and mm-hmm. putting those together, it's just really helped me through the years. And I thought some years back, I thought, you know what, I really need to share this with other people, because, you know, it seems to me the healthier you cook and the more real foods you cook with, the faster and the easier it is to cook.
Oh.
And I don't really think that that's common knowledge. So
no, I think that's opposite of what most people think, that, you know, that it's more involved or there's more this or more that. But it's really, I feel the word simplify. It just simplifies everything.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, when you're preparing real foods, the flavor, there's a flavor there that isn't present in a lot of the conventional foods today. So it your food, your dish, doesn't necessarily need as much tweaking as it does when you're not cooking, you know, the healthiest and
sure.
most organically grown food. So that makes a difference, too, you know, as far as how you have to doctor it or what you have to do with it to add additional flavors.
Well, I like that. I always, you know, to get more flavor from the real food versus a container, shaker of something, or right, or some other like something that's not the real food that I'm trying to add for flavoring. It's great. And, you know, I know we have just a few minutes till break, but again, this is, I think, such a great topic. We're going to get into things about, because I work with people with their intuition, and I have found that when they do not have a healthy gut, it does affect, believe it or not, it does affect your decision making, your intuitive signals. And I know that you're also very passionate, and I'm going to use the word, I'm going to be corny, and seasoned in gut health. And so we're going to talk about that when we come back from break. I would love to dive into that a little bit more. Before we go to break, just, you know, tell us a little bit about your mission. Like, why do you, I know that you had your own experience and so you tweaked it, and why do you continue then to share it with other people, and why is it important for you to really get this message out about healthy cooking and options?
You know, I think being informed is just, you know, it's the best thing we can do. And unfortunately today, we don't really understand what all of our options are because they're not coming through. They're not necessarily coming to us through the medical community, and they're not necessarily coming to us through the government. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of reasons for that, which is a whole nother show. But a lot, you know, a number of the ingredients that I use or that I substitute, you know, for the ingredients out there that I feel today are responsible for, as you mentioned, poor gut health, those are not always ingredients that we're aware of that are available to us. So my mission is really to present the information that we don't hear so that everybody has the opportunity to make an informed decision. And in addition, to see how easy it can be,
yes,
you know, to implement cooking back into the lifestyle, or at least, you know, preparing foods in your own kitchen where you have control of the ingredients.
Right.
And it's just, I think, more and more important today, as, you know, we have so many cancers and autoimmune disorders, and, you know, obesity is an epidemic that's not changing. It seems to be increasing.
Right.
Diabetes, they're projecting horrible diabetes percentages by the year 2020, and we need to know that there are options to to having this happen to us, you know.
Exactly.
We're not necessarily a victim.
No, and I love that. And that's why we're going to come back on that hot topic right there, because you said a word, you know, you have control, you have options. This is what we're talking about all the time on Positivity Party Radio, is putting you in control of your life and your experience and your health, right? And that you create this wonderful life. So you're listening to Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler, and we have Casey Thorson here. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to explore more about that topic right there, taking more control. We're going to get into some gut health and some other fun questions so that you can really grab something out of this and run to your kitchen and cook up some awesome things for yourself and for your family. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Join in on one of the most life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service. In each of our upcoming shows, you're going to have the opportunity to join thousands as we focus healing energy to elevate and balance our world. This is a chance for like-minded individuals like you and I to join forces with lightworkers all over the globe as we light the way for peace, harmony, and a world driven by love. You'll also learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine, author of The Joy Chronicles, invites you to join her and millions of others working with the Galactic Masters, Angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, ELAINE.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
Hey, we're back on Positivity Party Radio. This is Nicole Eisler. I'm your party host. And today I have Casey Thorson here. I'm excited. We're talking about food. We're talking about cooking. We're talking about things that can expand your awareness so that you can take charge in the kitchen and yet still enjoy your holidays and the eating season. And we were chatting during the break and I was curious, Casey, what do you hear from, or what do you find is either the most common, like maybe it's a mindset about eating healthy or eating organic or healthy cooking. What tends to that you've observed in the people you work with, what stops them or kind of keeps them sort of stuck in their food pattern, if you will, before they start working with you? What do you commonly hear from people? Because I bet some listeners, maybe, you know, even including myself, maybe we've said some of these things or thought them. So help us break the, you know, those beliefs around, is it too hard? Is it too expensive? Like, what do you hear from people?
I think two main things. Number one being, it's too expensive to buy foods organically. And I would say that's rather misleading in respect to, you know, I don't not understand why that would come up. However, I think what folks, don't think about is the fact that a lot of our conventional farms are subsidized with our tax dollars. So the foods that we're buying in the stores that, you know, that appear to be reasonable and or oftentimes cheap have also been paid for through tax monies. That's not the case with organic foods. The organic farms are not subsidized with tax dollars. So you're paying for the real food. So that's one area to address. The other one would be that illness is a very expensive situation. So I think anybody, first of all, health care costs are very high. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what we're going through right now with, you know, the Affordable Care Act and so on and so forth with super high premiums. Health in general, to have good health in general, it can make your life very inexpensive. And that doesn't just take its, that just doesn't show itself in, you know, doctor's bills. What it shows itself is in things like getting yourself insured.
Yes.
You know, many other areas of life where your premiums or your costs will be way reduced if you're in good shape and you fed yourself healthily. And that's, right. That's the bottom line too. What you put in your body and how it affects your body is really the main thing. So cost can be high if you don't do that. So it's kind of like, what's the priority?
Right.
And the second aspect of the, maybe reluctance is always time. I don't have time to do that. And, and usually when I talk about my business, I talk about cooking from scratch and fast food time. And I
nice.
Say that because oftentimes I can put something together in my kitchen faster than we could get it through a drive-through window.
I have this vision of you in your kitchen, and it's like, I think we all want to like join in, and we're going to talk more about how you can do that. But you're so right. I hear that from a lot of people that, well, I don't have time to do this or that they really just gravitate to the drive-through thinking that that's faster. So we have hope that that's actually, really not true, that you can do something that's good for you in, like you said, in fast food time. I love it.
And, when you think about it today, all of our modern appliances, we have so many gadgets and so many things available to us to speed the process up or to just not even do the, like our slow cookers. It's a longer cooking time, but we're not there standing over it.
I've been 3 weeks in a row now. I made the lunch for the week in my slow cooker on Sunday night. Woke up, just put it all in containers. I have lunch for the week. It's been fabulous. So again, this is like another hot tip right there. Like there are other methods. It's not all standing at the stove sauteing or cooking something up like that, that there's other ways to do that. And when you say time, even talking about healthcare expense, because I also work in a company where we work with employers and their wellness programs. And so with the employees, I always say you're your best advocate. And would you rather, of course, there's premiums and coinsurance and copay and, so spending your money there or versus I'm going to take my family on a vacation or we're going to do something fun this weekend. We're going hiking. We're right because you have that. But also looking at that time, do you want to spend your time going to the doctor, having prescriptions filled, standing in the line at the pharmacy, having to have a follow-up when you can be your best advocate and do something like the things that you're talking about? And then when someone like you steps forward and says, and here's how to even simplify it even more, it brings all of that control right back to this is how I want to live my life. And it makes it more, it makes much more appealing that that you can do something that's simple and is really good for you. And look at the result that you get, just to keep your health, because it's, I always tell people once health, you've gone down too far down the road and health is fading, it's a lot more work to try to make your way back. Not impossible. So if you're at that point in your life and you're listening, and you're not feeling as healthy as you used to for whatever reason, weight gain, just sluggish, slow, we're going to get into the gut health thing. And it's not impossible. You can always improve something. I think that came up at a dinner we were at recently where you said that too. You can always do something to turn it around and make your way back. Will it be 100%? It depends, right, on the circumstances. But never just buy into the fact that it's too late or I can't do anything about it. Or that's why I was excited to talk with you, because there's always something you can do that's good for yourself that will make a positive impact on your health and your well-being and just really how you show up in life. Mm-hmm. So we've busted the myth. Too expensive. Well, depends what is too expensive, having to do all those other things that we talked about, and then time. And you're saying that, nope, you can prepare something healthy for you in fast food time. That's awesome. Now, let's talk about the gut health a little bit. What do you find? Because there is a bacterial balance, in the gut, and it is super important to physical and mental health. And, on the intuitive side, it's that you do get those gut feelings for a reason. And when your gut is not healthy, it's not feeling good, you actually can get things like brain fog and leaky guts. And there's so many things. Now, share with us your experience and what you, you know, just in your own way, how would you describe how food and nutrition can really work to keep the gut healthy, or whatever comes to mind for you on that gut health topic?
Well, there's many recent reports that are coming out that are really demonstrating how the gut bacteria really controls everything, from your brain health, to your physical health, to autoimmune, you know, not having autoimmune issues, which is why the big gluten-free, the gluten-free lifestyle is out there right now. And that's because a lot of our gut we've been injured. We've been eating a lot of the wrong foods for a long time. So we have what can be termed as gut damage. All right. And at that point, we've lost the healthy bacteria that enable our digestive system to work properly. And then that can take, and the longer that goes on, it can take its form in many different ways. So it's really important to start feeding the gut bacteria. And we can do that through, we hear a lot today about probiotics. But probiotics can be as simple as fermented foods, sauerkraut, pickled. I love pickled asparagus, for example.
I love pickled anything. That's good.
I love to get pickled. No. But you know, it doesn't have to be super complicated. And it's mainly we want to get, you know, good fiber. We want to, you know, the more processed the food is, from a nutritional standpoint, it can't deliver what we really need in the body. And it's, you know, we talk about calories and all that all the time. And again, recent reports indicate that, you know, foods don't burn off the same way. A processed food will not burn off the same way as a real food will. So that kind of, it kind of destroys that theory. So there's so much that has to do with what's going on in our digestive tract, as far as even things like skin clearing, hair loss. You know, it's just numerous. You know, because if our food is our fuel, I mean, it's fueling us.
Absolutely.
And that's what's helping our body and our immunity to work properly. So,
And I know you're
very interesting.
It is, because the conversations we've had, I know you've worked with people with food allergies. And when we come back from break, I want to talk more about that and how you work with people if they are feeling like, that's me, you're talking about me right now, and I've tried everything, or, you know, still looking for answers. I'd love to hear just some deeper, you know, deeper understanding of some experiences you've had with people that, that have found food as their answer and, healthier eating. So we're going to go off to break. And when we get back, we'll dive more into that. You're listening to Positivity Party Radio, and we'll be back in just a minute. Thanks.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests. Tune in to The Michael Shane Show the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
All right, welcome back. Here we are. We're Positivity Party Radio. We're cooking up the positivity with Casey Thorson, and we are talking about really everything. It is about food, but it's really about control. It's really about living healthier. It's about you taking charge of your nutrition and your kitchen for yourself, for your family. And Casey's telling us, she's busting myths today, that about it being too expensive, depending on what you're comparing it to. Is it really too expensive not having enough time? She says, nope, I can whip you something up in my kitchen faster than you can get through the drive-thru. I think we're all a little more curious about that. And we were talking before we went to break about gut health, about really that food, right, can help you find that level of health and energy that you've been looking for. But it can also, and I know I say this lightly, but it can help your body really do some repair work and some healing. Casey, can you share with us? I know you've worked with a lot of clients that have had food allergies, Lyme's disease, digestive issues. You've mentioned skin conditions before. Is there a story of a client that really comes to mind that, you know, we relate to stories. We feel like, really, I'm not the only one. I feel like that's what stories do for us. They help us connect and not feel alone. Is there a client that pops into your mind that really had a significant kind of swing on the health scale that you worked with that you could share with us?
Yeah, I can actually talk in generalities because there have been a number of them. And what I do need to clarify, though, is when I do work with someone, mm-hmm. you know, I'm a home cook. I'm not a licensed practitioner of any kind.
Sure.
So generally when someone's gotten to the point where they're, you know, where they have severe issues,
yeah.
they are working with a practitioner. So it's really important that when I work with that person that we're adhering to what that practitioner is
sure.
asking that patient to do. And so... But an example of how that can work is that I have worked with an individual, for example, that had some very severe issues. So she had a series of doctors, excuse me, that were helping her with the issues. However, they were coming from different standpoints. And there were certain minerals and vitamins that she was told to keep at a very low count. So she became of the understanding that, and based on some of the general information she had been given, that she should not have these foods at all, which pretty much wiped out anything healthy, all right? Pretty much wiped out a lot of the vegetables and meats and so on. So what we did is I asked her if she would get from her practitioner the numbers that she should not go above. For instance, potassium, for example, what is the number she needed to stay at? And so what we did is we put together a chart. And what I did is I calculated her helpings of, say, a half a cup of spinach or 4 ounces of meat, of a good pastured meat. And we put a chart together so that she could see and her physician could see, because she took it in, mm-hmm. that she could actually eat a healthy menu, but her portions had to be smaller. And so it wasn't a situation where she had to wipe out anything that had minerals.
Sure.
That they're the mental counts that they were looking for. It's that she just had to control what she was eating that way. Now, in her particular instance, because of some other health issues, she already was eating very small portions. So this was not an unworkable situation. So it's an example of how we work together.
Right.
She would take the chart into her physician, who took it and put it in her file, and then if I saw reports, for example, about reversing certain things, like there's a lot written today about potential reversing diabetes too. So if I see something like that, and I'm working with someone who has a particular condition, mm-hmm. I will print out that information. And then if they, they can take it into their physician, and their physician can either say, this is bunk, or or this is interesting. Where did you get this? But I've had some really good experiences, and then some of my clients have worked with integrative physicians, and those are physicians that are licensed MDs, but they also have taken on themselves nutritional training. So we're typically, when that happens, we're typically on the same page, particularly if there's digestive issues involved. Because right. once you have digestive issues, there are just some things that you need to cut out immediately, and one of them is sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So then I work with folks on, if they can even have a sugar substitute at that point, we work on how we can do that. And generally they can, even if it's real small amounts of raw honey. In the foods. So we find a way to work together.
Right.
And typically the differences I see are very good. The improvements are very good, unless that individual just chooses not to make the changes.
Right. So you can have all the, right? You can have all the best recipes, ingredients, the healthy replacements and all of that. And, but it's still, I was talking with someone today and I said, yes, I know there's still that part of actually implementing and doing it and being consistent, but when you, and I know from experience, you do something first time and you feel like, oh, I feel better. Oh, I want to feel better. Like I want to continue that. I want to add to it. And then it just, over time it's, becomes a lifestyle. I always tell people just, if you can add things that you like and enjoy that are good for you, then it's not this mindset of I have to quit or I can't have that, or you're really giving people these options that are delicious. They're right. Simple. They're easy. They're compared to other things we're spending on. They're inexpensive over time. This adds up to feeling really amazing. So you mentioned sugar. So what do you do in place of sugar? Does it depend on the recipe that you are preparing, or is there sort of a standard that your go-to sugar replacement?
Yeah.
Like if people are getting ready to bake this season.
Oh yes. Well, in baking, I do have one substitute I use, and that's coconut sugar. So organic coconut sugar, and the beauty of that is that it's measure for measure. If you're following a recipe and you want to replace the refined sugar with coconut sugar, you can replace it measure for measure, like regular sugar. If you have guests or family or what have you, and they have not seen you in the kitchen baking, they will never know that you use coconut sugar. It's a little bit darker. It's almost like a light brown sugar. So, you know, where it can make a difference is if you're making like a white cake or doing white frosting, then of course it's going to turn it more of a caramel color, which can be, that can be good and fun too. So, but that's really my baking sugar. The other substitute that I use quite often is stevia, and I keep that on my kitchen countertop. And those are the drops I put in my coffee mocha in the morning. You know, maybe a couple drops in the salad dressing. You know, to bring the flavor out. Maybe a couple drops even when I'm sautéing vegetables like green beans. You know, that's something that we don't think about, but when you add a little sweet to the savory dishes, it brings more of the savory flavor out. And when you add a little, when you add more salt to the sweet dishes, it brings more sweetness out.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It is kind of an interesting
thing. Told you, I'm taking my notes while you talk. This is good. So what about, I know that you were telling me on break too, you have an e-cookbook on your website. Can you share, how would people get in touch with you, find that e-cookbook? It's for the holidays. Let's share that before we go off to break, and then we're going to get more into the holiday tips and things that you want to recommend for people. So how do they get in touch with you, and tell us about the e-cookbook?
Okay, well, my website is where I actually have three e-cookbooks, but this one that we're talking about tonight is particularly for the holidays. This is where I thought there's got to be something for the cookies and the bars and the, you know, I've even got like caramel popcorn balls in there, peppermint mocha for coffee, you know, things like that. So it's very festive. And my website is www.kcthor.com.
Okay. kcthor.com.
Yes.
And that's kcthor.com. And the e-cookbook, what is the name of the cookbook again?
This particular cookbook is entitled Gluten-Free Holiday Treats.
Perfect.
It's actually grain-free.
Ooh.
So I substitute all my grain-free flours into the batters. And the beauty, too, of these recipes is, like many of our recipes, and I remember making Christmas cookies with my mother years ago, it's rather a painstaking process. You know, you're creating a dough, and I think it had to go in the refrigerator for a while, and then it went into the cookie machine, you know, and then you had to, you know, press the cookie press, had to press out all these cookies. And this is really, these processes are really quite simple, because I don't want to take a long time to do that. So, many of my recipes, it's all the ingredients go into the food processor, they get mixed up, and they get, you know, spooned out, whether you use a, you know, a cookie scoop or you press it down and cut it into bars, but it's all very simple.
Excellent. Oh, this is exciting. Okay, so again, it's kcthor.com. So you want to head over there to Casey's website. She has great information and the e-cookbook, so you can look at those cookies and bars, and you will be whipping things up. People won't even know, and you can just kind of smile as they're eating healthy treats. And I love when you said they won't even know if they didn't see you in the kitchen. I used to do that with my boys, and little, they were like, oh, are these good? And I say, that was made from vegetables. But my kids love vegetables, but they were expecting something different. So we still giggle about that. They didn't know. I always told them after, though. So they were like, oh,
okay, so it was good. You know, this is healthy. Okay, we're going to head off to break. When we come back, we're going to get really some holiday talk here. We're going to get into some holiday tips more than you. So grab paper and pencil in case you want to take notes too. She's going to share more things like that organic coconut sugar and stevia and some healthy things you can do for the holidays and some projects she has brewing as well. So Positivity Party Radio, we're off to break. And when we come back, we're going to have some holiday fun. All right. Stay tuned.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Okay, we're back from break. We've been talking about food. I'm so excited. But now we're going to get into the more festive side with the holidays coming up. But before we do, Casey, can you share? I know you have a project that you're launching in 2017. And then also share with us, you know, if we have listeners, you don't have to live in Wisconsin to work with you or to have your help and coaching. So share with us your project that's coming up. And then how do you work with people that are not right here as your neighbor?
Well, thank you for asking. The project that's coming up, and it's probably going to sound a little vague, so more to be determined or more to be announced, I should say, but in collaborating with several other health professionals and putting together a subscription site that we hope to launch in January. So that will be a site where one can pay a subscription fee and get all kinds of information in regard to our expertise. And that's one of the reasons I call myself a coach versus just a culinary instructor, is because I not only work with the cooking aspect, but also work with the affordability aspect and where can you go, what can you do, why would you consider these ingredients,
right,
so on and so forth. So there's a lot of information that's imparted. So hope to share that information to a wider audience come next year. Yeah,
that's perfect. And I know you're zooming into kitchens and reaching new clients. So if someone's working with you, let's say they come to you right now and they want to get ready for the holidays, how would you help us get prepped? We're zooming into your kitchen right now and you're working with us. What can you share with us? We have our pen and paper ready. I do anyway. What are some good holiday tips if you're working with a client? What do you share with us?
Okay, well, first of all, when I zoom into their kitchen.
Right.
Actually, the client is the one putting the meal together.
Oh, nice. Okay.
We're working through it together. But they're actually, they get the groceries, they put the meal together, and what that enables us to do is keep pricing down. And also, they get to prepare the meal and refrigerate it or freeze it or whatever, you know, they have a plan with for that particular meal. Some invite 10 of their best friends over and they all eat it, or they all eat the three dishes that we make. But if someone is, as far as the holidays are concerned, my best advice to get through the holidays is actually I believe in low glycemic, and what that means, it's a low sugar type of cooking, which means your processed foods, your carbohydrates, your starches, anything that's going to cause your blood sugar to rise, is something that we want to be concerned about for weight gain and other health issues. So to get through the holidays, because there's just so much available to us, and the parties and the foods and the beverages that are all out there, the easiest way I have found is to keep a low carbohydrate, which is a low glycemic type of diet. That means cut out as best as you can. Cut out the breads, the pastas, the potatoes, the of course, cut out the sugar completely. And when you attend a party or you're going to, there's so many social events, what I like to do is prepare my own appetizers, bring a couple of my own, because that way when I go to the party and the host has all the food out and I see so many things that, you know, maybe I don't want to partake of, that at least I've brought stuff that I really, really like and I really enjoy. And so there's something there for me to eat.
And they love you because you brought food to their party.
Exactly. And it's good food, too, that I'm introducing to others.
You know,
oftentimes there might be an ingredient in there, like jicama, you know, in an appetizer. Where somebody says, what is that, right?
Right.
And they have the opportunity to eat it, and usually that stuff goes pretty quickly because once people taste it and they feel good it is, it's gone. But so that's one, you know, that's another clue. And another tip would be, before you leave the house and you go to the event, whether it be a dinner or a party or what have you, eat something.
Yes, you're not starving.
Eat something good so that you're not going and standing at that appetizer table and shoveling it in, you know.
Yes. Have you been watching me?
You know, and I've done it myself. Okay. But and then also, as far as your beverages are concerned, try to keep away from the mixed drinks. I mean, if you're going to consume alcohol, try to stay away from the mixed cocktails, the things with soda in them, the things with sweeteners in them.
Mm-hmm.
Cranberry juices, most all of them have high fructose corn syrup, things like that, and maybe stick with a good, you know, good dry wine, and then pace yourself, you know, have a glass of water in between each beverage.
Sure.
So that you're not, again, you're not overdoing it, you know, you're not getting, so, it's not playing with your mind so that pretty soon you're grabbing the things right. that you really don't want to eat because your willpower is gone, you know.
Right.
Or you, or somehow your little brain is saying, oh, it's okay now. It's okay.
It doesn't count, but no.
That's what January 1st is for, right?
Well, these are easy, very doable things that can help you still enjoy. I love the one when you said prepare your own appetizers, things you really like that are healthy and good for you, and bring that with you. And all of these other things, there were some other tips. I really want to thank you today, Casey, for just sharing everything. It wasn't just about food and cooking. There was so much in there really about control, tweaking. You use the word tweak a lot, that you can tweak your dietary lifestyle and change it as you change. You know, our body changes over time, and it doesn't have to be a bad thing that we're aging. It can be a great thing, and really listening to your body, and you really give people that empowerment through their cooking and their nutrition, and that cooking real foods actually simplifies things, that real food actually has more flavor. You don't need to add as many things, and you also said something about making an informed decision, and certainly busting some of the myths about it being too expensive. I don't have time. Again, to get in touch with Casey, it's kcthor.com. That's kcthor.com. You can grab her ebook there for the holidays and provide some really healthy treats. And she's talking about some brownies on break. I'm telling you, I'm going to have to go cook or eat or something. I love it. And if you're really looking for more work with your intuition, so certainly we have gut health on two levels. We have it on, you know, the spiritual side and on the physical, because it all goes together. You can get in touch with me at bigdreamawakening.com. And check out that information there if you're struggling a little bit with some decision making. And I've even referred some people to Casey because I feel that that's really the first step, is getting some control and some health around some of the physical things before we move into other areas. But I love this. This puts the mindset that cooking is fun, that you can. I actually like the things that you describe and the recipes that you have and how you talk about coconut sugar, and you make it fun, like it's an adventure.
I got so involved.
Yeah. So I had an amazing time. Thank you everyone for joining us again. We are here every first and third Tuesday of the month. We'll see you back in December. So happy Thanksgiving to all. Casey, thanks again. And we'll be back in December. Take care.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
All right. Have a good night, everyone.
You are just listening to the Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler. But the party doesn't stop here. Get more information on Nicole and her inspiring journey by going to bigdreamawakening.com. There, you will find more information about Nicole and her personal coaching sessions. And don't forget to tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to listen.